States of America.
Now, try it.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Try it now.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can you hear Tom?
Yes, Tom.
We'll call you on the
can you hear
city
us?
Line, Tim.
Can you hear us?
He's
going to call us on the solid line, I guess. The cell phone wasn't getting it.
I think he just cut him off.
No, he hung up. He's going to call back.
He hung up.
Modern day stuff.
The county building for
did he?
Winter
he
was morning. Yeah, you called.
Yeah.
They just set him up on the thing.
Can you hear us?
You got a dial tone?
Can you hear us, Tom? Do I hang it up or on speaker.
You're asking the unintelligent person to answer that question. Are you there, Tom? Okay, hang on a second. You still there? Hey, Tom, are you still there?
I'm here now, yes.
All right, let's see how that works.
Good deal.
Okay.
Sounds good now.
Roll call. Okay, I'm going to do roll call. Buchanan?
Here.
Wise?
Here.
Ballinger?
Here.
Srulik?
Here. Since a notice requesting electronic attendance has been properly made and received, unless there is a motion objecting to electronic attendance, Commissioner Edmonds will be allowed to attend electronically. Motion. Finding no motion objecting to electronic attendance has been made, Commissioner Edmonds' request to attend electronically is approved. He is declared present. We'll start our meeting. Need a motion to approve our minutes of our last meeting, February the 3rd.
Make that motion.
Second.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion? If not, call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Have the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General administration, $3,011.62. Police, $2,981.09. Fire, $2,569.06. Street, $2,593.28. Parks, $411.84. Public health and safety, $72.20. Infrastructure, $3,340.60. Garbage disposal, $83.83. Cemetery, $593.87. Water operations, $10,240.85. Sewer operations, $273.73. Warner Hospital and Health Services operating account, $414,216.80.
Need a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any questions on the bills and payroll? Call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Under petitions and communication, Tim's going to talk about the 2020 census count.
I'm not going to take a lot of time to talk about this, but we have joined with the census count for 2020, but we've also teamed up because they divided the areas into regions, and we're part of the region up in McLean County. So they were a recipient of a grant, which I really don't know what that means, except they got money to put on advertisements to do things, not necessarily us. But in doing so, we've met with the census lady. We have all the handouts, brochures, and stuff. I've given to the two news medias here today a little handout about the 2020, some of the time frames involved coming up in March. We've got the DeWitt County Housing Authority on board with us that they're going to put it in their newsletter, hang some flyers around in their community rooms of their four, five, six, depending on how many places you want to call, they got a lot of them. We put it on our Facebook account, the City of Clinton website, so we got it out on our side. I shipped copies over to Farmer City for them to do the same thing, and DD over to County Building uploaded on their stuff.
Okay.
Last week. So bottom line is, we're trying to get the word out. We're trying to get people to make certain how important filling out the census is. Yes, it's Big Brother, but we really need that data, because that data means dollars to the City of Clinton. And we think in 2010 we lost a few in our head count that we're hoping we're going to make up this time. So we've done a lot of work over the 10 years of getting maps fixed, items like that fixed, but now it takes the citizens to put their part in. So all this was is to get a little PR out of it and get the news media to keep pressing on it. And tomorrow when I do the radio show out there, we'll talk about census again out there. But anytime you're anywhere and you can just casually mention it, convince your friends, your family, whomever, if you have a couple, Danny, and see if they'll do the census. And that's really all I got.
Thanks, Tim. Report from the streets and public improvement.
I don't have much time. I just want to thank the guys, Steve and the guys, for doing such a great job. Last snow had a lot of compliments on how well it looked. And especially it.
Okay. Thank you. Public property?
I do not have much either. I did get that valve put into the plant. They're doing some more work on it. They've got the airlines and stuff hooked up today, and they're going to be working on it tomorrow, kind of sinking everything into it. They are trying out those sensors that are going to check for the leaks. They've got a set of those in. They've even got, it's a more advanced system than what we first looked at, but they're having the person that really oversees and does it, he's going to be coming and going through everything and showing them how they actually work and how they can really fine-tune them. So that's all going according to plan. And other than that, I don't have anything else.
Okay. Thank you. Health and safety.
Ben, do you have anything?
I don't have anything. Tom, do you have anything?
Say it again.
Tom?
Yes, I do have a couple things.
Okay.
Both our non-sales tax, non-home room sales tax, and regular sales tax are both above where we were this time last year. So this is the first time in a long time that they've both been above. And then also we've received word from the state that we're going to get a very small amount per capita. And this was sure unanticipated, but we're going to be getting now maybe about $7 per capita, and this money is required by the state to go into a fund for... we're going to be putting it, Dr. Clint, we're going to be putting it into the same fund that we restrict our drug money in, that we get from fines and stuff like that. But this comes from the state of Illinois, and it's on cannabis sales. We get it even though we have not approved it. So, you know, it's only going to be maybe about $7,000 a year, but... Hey, we'll take it. And that's all I have.
Okay, that's good, Tom. Thank you.
Yep.
We'll move down to unfinished business. We got a motion for the economic development agreement between Marco.
Motion to approve the economic development agreement between the City of Clinton and Marco NPK Inc.
I'd make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and second. Any questions on this discussion? This is the water, or that water...
Relocation of the stuff. Pipes, where they're going to put that new building.
Call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. I'm going to place two items on file. Purchase of a 2020 Ford Explorer for the street sewer department. Also going to place on file the purchase of the playground equipment for the parks department. You want to talk a little bit about the playground equipment, Tim? What we got?
Do what? Sorry.
Tell us where the playground equipment's going and a little bit about
this
it.
This is over at Downey Park where Commissioner Ballinger and staff looked at the old equipment back, let's say around October, November, and it had really aged, outdated itself quite a bit. So we went ahead and had it removed. The hole where the playground was is still kind of messed up right now. But this will be bringing in the new equipment for this summer to be built. And we're still looking for police and fire volunteer help to do the construction of it on the weekend. But we're looking to maybe do about a June, give or take, build because we got a storm sewer line going through that park early this spring also. So we've got to kind of wait for that to get down and get out of the way and compact in a little bit before we move on. But this just going back and putting in new playground equipment where we had some old, outdated stuff.
Okay, that kind of gives everybody an idea what we're doing there at the park, and improving that. And hope the children in the ages 6 to 12?
5 to
12. 5 to 12. So Tim and staff kind of tried to pick out something that they will use and enjoy. So
don't say I put it in my mental 5 to 12 mind, but we kind of did.
We thank you. Okay, with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Meeting adjourned. Thanks, Tom.
Okay, thanks, guys.
No problem.